גדרי הבית.
אמר אם לא ראיתי בדרך הזו כל המצרים, לא ראיתי נחש כקורת בית הבת.
גדרי שגגות קצר.
אמר אם אכלתי אם שתיתי, בזכר שאכל וששתה, שאיני אוכל ושאיני שותה ושכח ואכל ושתה. אמר כל אם אשתי נהנית לי שגנבה את כיסי או שהכתה את בני, ונודע שלא גנבה, ראה אותן אוכלים, תאנים, ואמר להם הרי אין עליכם קורבן, ונמצאו אבי ואחיו, והיו עמם אחרים, ושמאי אומרים אין מותרים מה שמאי אסורים, בית הלל אומרים אלו ואלו מותרים. אפשר שלא עבר בה כל המצרים? Why does it say, אם לא ראיתי בזרח כל המצרים? Maybe there were כל המצרים. Why is that הווי? I don't understand. אלא כן ענן קיימים. What it means over here is that at one instant of ראייה, בראייה אחת, that already, that's not possible. Why is that not possible? Lulianus Malka. נחת לתאמן, נחת עם 120 ריבוי. So what's the problem? לוליאנס המלך, when he came to Babel, so there were double that. 1,200,000 soldiers were with him, which are double יוצאי מצרים. What's the big deal? אלא אכן ענן קיימים בריאה אחת, what we're talking about over here, לא ראיתי בדרך הזה, it's talking about that I could see all of them at one moment. Okay, so what are you going to do about the nachash? That famous snake at the time, Shfor Malka, swallowed camels whole and swallowed wagons whole. Not bad. Assuming that it means it's as big as Korot Beit Abad. I mean, obviously this thing was bigger than that. If it could swallow whole camels, there actually are such things. You know?
Swallow a camel, maybe.
Yeah. No, they don't have to be. They stretch. Yes, I understand how they want. But they're still bigger than a Korot Beit Abad. They couldn't stretch to incorporate
the
camel.
There's pictures of the Madaf and the Korot Beit Abad.
Ah. Very good. Yeah, but you didn't say that I was right. One time in my life I'm right, and you couldn't say it on the tape for people to hear. Tomorrow. Gadboi Miktolone, when they wanted to kill that snake, so what they did was Molon Pahalichel Gemalim Tevin, V'yahavon Gon Gumrin, Uvolon Umid. What they did is they filled up skins of camels with straw to make it look like they were camels, and inside they had burning coals. And the poor snake swallowed this hole, and that was the end of the poor snake. But anyway, you see that a snake could certainly be larger than Korot Beit Abad. Vicious, huh? Okay. Girsa. Om Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, Anachami, Moshech Techive, Avad Uri Altmania Mesastula. And there's another problem over here. We see Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi, of course, he only saw, as Harry Potter did, the skin of the snake. But the skin of the snake itself we use to cover 8 benches in the Beit HaMidrash. So, I mean, if that's the case, then it must have been bigger than a Korot Beit HaBar. Okay, again, gears have changed. Omrev, Shmuel Bar Yaakov, Ana Chamita, Masha, Techiv, Yesola, Kronin, de Malchuta. Furthermore, Shmuel Bar Yaakov said, I saw the skin, also of the snake, that was large enough to cover the seating in the Karon of the Melech, which was really big. So obviously there is a Nachash, there was a snake skinned, forget about alligator skin shoes. This was a snake skinned Karon. Unbelievable. Very expensive. So Shmuel Amar, Shmuel answers that the meaning over here in Loriti Korat Beit Abad is talking about Meruba, that he saw a Nachash that was square like the Korot Beit Abad, and as we mentioned in the Babli, Yerushalmi says, which does is brought over there, there's no such thing as a organism that is square, and Mamela, this would be a Nidrei Havai. It's a change for Gerusa. Intimar bimurubah, Lomali gadol, afilo katan. So I understand. So then, if the point is that it's square, why in the world use Korot Beit Chabad as the example? I mean, the Korot Beit Chabad seems to be talking about its size as well. I mean, you could say anything that would be square. You could have just said, I swear I saw a square snake, right? I mean, there's no such thing as a square snake. I don't care how big or small it is. So the reference to the Beit Chabad is completely gratuitous. Omer of Mataniel, it's talking about that he said, if he would have said, I saw a nochash kikorat Beit Chabad, would also be called Nidrei Avoy. Because late Urchin, the Adain Tanya Matvis Elo Mila Ruba, it could have said nochash, tiny nochash. The only reason it said kikorat Beit Chabad is because when the Tana says something, and he wants to make fun of the Guzma, he goes to an extreme. Tedalachashu came. I'll give you an example. The Tanina, and you see in the Mishnah Shuas, it says, Moraiti Gamal Porech Bavir. What does that to be a camel that's flying? All right, it could be a small organism that's flying. Nite Akbar Porech Bavir, which is, sounds awfully like a bat. Let me know. But anyway, what does it have to be a camel for? Would it be a Shuas Shav, even something small? Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer says in the Brayta, Ein merubah misheshet yemei bereshit. There was nothing created in sheshet yemei bereshit that is square. Heiti v'brach yavatanin and gufa shel baheret ki gris akilaki merubah. Doesn't it say that a gris that comes from kilki, the shear for a baheret is like a square gris? So, gris is an organism and it's square. This is the shear of six sarot by six sarot, which is the shear of a baheret in the negoy. Omer abisni, that's not a shot. Kogarma da de leti muruba. The whole point of the Mishnah is not talking about the gris is square. Otherwise, why would it have to say square? If the gris is square, just say gris akil. What? The reason the Mishnah says muruba is, change the gears a little bit over here. Lama tanina miruba, it means yiravena. Who? You square that. Put a square around that. That's what it's saying. In other words, I'm telling you that shir is kigrisa kilaki, but the kohen should make that into a square, put that size down. If that's sheish sarot, sheish sarot, then that's the correct shir. That's what it meant. What about a kana, which is a type of worm that infects wheat? That's square, isn't it? Yes, but mili kitrin, point is, it's not square in its entirety. It has like all kinds of pieces sticking out and so on. It's not an entire square. Well, what about, again, change the gears over here, what about an anivada pila? Fulo bean, which is also, it looks like a square. Yeah, but argelum milamat, it's rounded on one side. So that's not square. Now, either by name or law, Amar Rabbi Gamliel al Bibriyot. What Rabbi Gamliel was talking about is dafka, living animals. But enoch minam, it doesn't mean there aren't organisms, food, that may be square. So all of these issues are not, that's not a question. Define. We're talking about mammals, is what he's referring to. Don't you think it's a square mammal? That's what he meant. The tani came ruba ba'ochalin. Indeed, in the Brayta it says there may be in ochlin things that are food. There may be square things, but in ruba bibriot. That's what he was referring to. But there may be plants that are square. Now, shav v'sheker shneim nemru b'dibur echad. The dibrot say lota nebrecha et shaker, and in the Dibrot Achronot it says lota nebrecha et shav, right? So apparently shav and sheker seem to be related. So mashiv shalapelomar velola ozen lishmoa. Now obviously the speech at the time of the Dibrot is not the normal human speech. It's something that you hear, and you can hear multi-level meanings and multi-level words in your mind at the same time. And therefore, shav and sheker to us were, we write them in the Torah, we write them separately. But in actuality, it was all the same. Same thing by Zohar v'Shomer. Right. You can't normally hear it, but at Maamar Har Sinai, you could hear it. Zohar v'Shomer, Shneim b'Dibureichem Nemru, Mashi'i Evshar L'Peh Lomar, V'lo Lozim Nishmoa, because the Dibros are Shonet since Zechoras Yom HaShabbos, and the Dibros are Achronos, assuming, again, it's a beautiful piece by Reuven Margolius on these Gemara's manners. Fantastic piece. But assuming that in Dvarim we're talking about the Dibros HaAchronos, so over there it says Shmor is Yom HaShabbos. So actually these were both said the same thing. Okay? But, and we learn how to do it from there. Of course, Yeshla B'Shmira, Yeshla B'Zechira, things like that. So even though it's mitzvah says Eishar Zman Gorma, that women are Chayavot. Now, Mechalalea Mot Yumat, and Shnei Kvasim and Eishar Natmimim, also were Nemru B'Dibur Achad. Mashiach Shalap Elomar V'lo Lozen L'Shmoa. So when it says by someone who does Malach on Shabbos, V'Yom HaShabbat, it's a Shnei Kvasim and Eishar Natmimim, which is by Musaf Shabbos, is telling us that the Easter Malach of Shabbos was not said in the mitzvah of Akrovas HaKorban on Shabbos. You know it's contradictory. In other words, if you're not allowed to do Malacha, how are you allowed to bring the Shnei Kvasim B'Neisha Natmimim? Because this was said, the Dibur Echatz, that we recognize that the Isra Malacha does not affect the Akrovas HaKorbanos. Ervat Eshet Achicha Lo Tegaleh in Yavama Yavo Aleha was also Nemur B'Dibur Echatz. So that there's no Isra Eshesach B'Makom Yibu. Was said together with V'chol Bat Yoreshet Nachala was also B'dibur Echad. So Lo Tisov Nachala is a separate mitzvah, you would think, and this tells me that it's a Bat Yoreshet Nachala cannot marry anybody else, and that those who are in the Suot Kfar would be allowed to maintain their nachala. Gedilim tasa lechanotu b'shatnis. Another example, Shem b'dibur echad nemru, to tell me there's no iser shatnis b'makom tzitzitz. V'cheinu omer, achat iber alokim, that's b'dibur, shtayim zir shamanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur was one thing, and we heard it separated into two issues. Uchtiv aloko dvarai ke'esh, nu'um Hashem. Uchifatish yifotzeit sela. So just like the patish is busted into numerous pieces, so too the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is broken into many pieces. So now getting back to Shvuah Shav and Shvuah Sheker, because I was saying Shav and Sheker are related in the Dibrams. Ezeu Shav, Ezeu Sheker. So Shvuah Shav is b'shenishpa l'shanot et hayadu al adam. So you're saying that everybody knows is not the case. In other words, people call this a wooden chair. An example of the Gemara is Amud Shel Eitz. They call this a wooden chair. You swear that chair is made out of solid diamond. Okay, so obviously you're not going to persuade me of it. It's just idiotic. So that is a Shvuah Shav, not a Sheker. A Shvuah Sheker is where what you're saying may be true. It just happens not to be true in this case. So that's a Nishba Umachalif, where you're saying something like lo achalti, but achal. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, the same Rabbi Yochanan, says that yodua l'shnayim zehu shvuah sheker, l'shlosha zehu shvuah shav. If two people know that this is not the case, it's still called a shvuah sheker when you try to persuade somebody that it is the case. But if three people know it's not the case, that's already considered to be a dover hayadua la adam. So how do we define it otherwise? Well, it's universally known? Or it's just clear that that's not true? So once something is known to three people, says Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, then it's clear that that's not the case. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar argues, and he says it makes no difference. Afilo yadua l'shnayim, echad b'sof olam makiro, it's a shvuah shav. Even if, the sheker is known to the two people in front of us, and another person somewhere in Timbuktu, he knows that this is sheker, even though he's not there, but he knows for a fact that it's not true. So that's also considered to be a shvua shav. Is there nafkamina? Ma nafik b'neim? No, nafkamina would be, let's say, shina b'fnei shnai, v'shlicho layam. Let's see, he swore that a certain stone is not a stone, it's silver, for instance, or it's a pearl. He throws it into the yam, and he threw bo mishum shvuat shav. So he said this in front of two people. They give him hatra'ah. Now nobody else can see it. Those two people tell him, don't say this because it's shvuat shav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan in a log, since there weren't three people that knew that this stone was not made out of silver, and there's no way for us to find that out any longer, because there's no one that anyone else in the world that would have known it, so they can't be loka mishum shuashov, because only two people know about it. But I'll die to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, since the fact is that this stone was seen by people in the world, I mean, there's no reason to say it wasn't seen by people in the world. Anybody who saw it would know that that stone is not silver. It's clearly a stone like any other stone. So you're saying, well, what do you mean? But I can identify the stone to somebody. Two people are looking at the stone with me. So what are you going to say? That it's defined by humanity? You're going to be able to call somebody in Timbuktu and say, remember the stone that's 3.96 centimeters by... there's no way to... doesn't matter. If you tell, according to Rabbi Lezer, you would get malchus. Because the fact is that it is known that this is not silver. He drew bo mishum shvua shekels, the opposite nafkamina also. Let's say you didn't give him asra for shvua shekels. You told him, don't swear that that's kesef, because it obviously is not. You're going to be making a false shvua. So then... but it isn't his false shvua, according to Rabbi Elazar. So I'll die to the Rabbi Yochanan, you get malchus, because it's a shvua sheker, not a shvua shav. But according to Rabbi Elazar, I'll die to Rabbi Elazar, ain't a malchus. According to Rabbi Elazar, you would not get malchus, because it's a shvua, it's not a shvua sheker. It's a shvua shav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed. It's a shvua sheker. Okay? Should we continue? Or? No, it's over. Over time.